Right off the bat, I see participation is a big thing for you. How does that come about?
So I started participating in things my sophomore year because freshman year was COVID, so everything was shut down. As soon as I started getting involved with clubs, that's where I met all my friends. And the more friends I made, the more clubs I wanted to participate in because it just showed me how diverse this school is. And it's really awesome because everybody knows everybody, so you are able to have all those relationships with all the diversity that's in our student population.
You have a lot of interests. One of them that really stands out is the music. Tell me, how young were you when you discovered your joy for music?
I was in fourth grade when I started playing the saxophone, so I was probably 11 or 12. And since then, I just loved it. I remember in sixth grade, I got the opportunity to join our jazz band in middle school, and it gave me more of a challenge, and I just loved it. I took it, and I ran with it. So up until my sophomore year of high school, I was so involved in music, but I thought I wanted to pursue something else. But going into my junior year and seeing what music was all about, I knew that I wanted to teach, and I knew that I just loved music. So I kept discovering my passion, and it led me to where I am today.
You are a member of the marching band, and you and I were talking off mic about it. The commitment to marching band is incredible. Try to explain that to people.
The commitment to marching band is something that's really hard to put into words because there are so many little details that nobody sees, whether it's band camp, which is typically 5 days a week, 8 hours a day with a lunch break, pretty much it, whether it's memorizing all your music, which could range anywhere from 3 songs upwards, crazy memorization skills, and the uniforms. The uniforms are so hot, and a lot of people don't realize that, but they are so hot. It's the whole, as the bell rings, the whole commitment to marching band is really hard to put into words because the environment is so different than anything else that we have at school. I'm literally at a loss for words.
The simplest way to compare it is we praise the athletes, justifiably so, for their commitment. But the band commitment is that and more. That's the only way I could describe it, having lived through it with a family member. And it's a great commitment. And it leads me into you becoming a drum major, which is the leader of the marching band. So what out of that responsibility of you applies to your life, and what has it taught you?
Being a drum major my junior year was tough because you have seniors who are older than you. But having that experience taught me that leadership really isn't about what other people think. Leadership is about what you can do to help other people. No matter what other people think, you will always have that joy of helping other people. It has taught me patience. It has taught me organization skills. Everything that you don't see that goes on behind the scenes, I was involved with that. I helped plan out a band camp spirit week. I helped plan out all the games that we played throughout all the days to get to know each other. It's a really heartwarming experience, and it has taught me so much, and I'm forever grateful for that.
Elise is very modest because she failed to tell me before we sat down that she's also the starting pitcher on the softball team and played field hockey. And she said, well, I just forgot. But I do want to talk a little bit about that. All right, so pitcher on the softball team. Where's your love for softball come from?
My love for softball started when I was really young. I don't remember actually how I got into it. I just remember my friends were doing it, so I was like, I'm going to give it a try. I didn't actually start pitching until I was about 12 years old, and once I started pitching, I loved it, and I just wanted to get better, and that drive kept me going all throughout high school. And when I got to high school, I had the opportunity to pitch with on the same team as one of the girls who I looked up to, Megan Schuster. When she graduated my sophomore year, going into my junior year, I was the starting pitcher, and I just remember how it felt to be in that circle for the first time and all the girls cheering you on, all the girls just being so excited that we're winning games and we're getting to postseason, and the environment in the circle is so, it's so competitive, but yet it's so calming in a way because it's what it's not all talent. You have to work at it. Pitching is a craft. It's not, it doesn't just come easily. So working at it and working at it and then seeing that success pay off is an amazing feeling.
So if you're paying attention at home, you're seeing a pattern here, okay? Field hockey, softball, participation, starting pitcher, leadership, because the focus generally is on the pitcher. Elise, tell me a little bit about your college selection. Kutztown University, keeping it close. There's a lot of benefits to that, and what are you going to do?
I chose Kutztown because, one, it's close, but two, it's a very good music school. Staying close to home was really important to me because my family and I have such a close relationship that I feel like being away from them would be really hard. I also love being involved in everything that's here. I am a volunteer coach on the youth softball league. I give pitching lessons in my free time. I just love the community around here, and I couldn't see wanting to leave. And Kutztown, when I first went to tour it, I was a little bit unsure because I had gone there actually for a drum major camp that I did the summer of my sophomore year. And I remember I got to stay in the dorms there and I got to meet all the music staff and all the professors. And I remember just being drawn to that environment. And after seeing that, Kutztown became my top choice. And I am glad to say that I will be going to Kutztown for a degree in music education.
All right, when you're walking up to pick up your diploma, what is the memory that's going to stand out here at Brandywine Heights?
The memory that's going to stand out the most to me here is really the teachers. The teachers, the staff at Brandywine is amazing. They go above and beyond for every student, no matter the situation. And these teachers have really encouraged me to be where I am today. So I wouldn't be here without my teachers.
I saved the best for last. You're in the juggling club. I wasn't leaving that out. I wanted to save the best for last. Please tell everybody about the very popular juggling club here at Brandywine Heights.
Juggling club is amazing. Although we only had 6 or 7 members in the juggling club this year, everyone was so dedicated and we all learn new skills from each other. It's just like a wealth of knowledge about juggling. It's awesome. We put on our Night of the Arts here. We had performances from jazz band as well as some acting from our theater program. Juggling is awesome. The preparation that goes into the show and that week before the show, everyone's so happy. Everyone's over the moon. It just... Juggling is really a community here, and it's really about happiness. It just makes everyone so happy.
That's Elise Sufflett of Brandywine Heights, our Berks and Beyond Outstanding Student.